Actor Fivesh Finkel was a fixture of Jewish life in New York. You might know him for his role as the grumpy lawyer Douglas Wambaugh in the 1990s TV series Picket Fences, but he actually got his first break in the business as a kid in Brooklyn.
The Yiddish Theater, which was four blocks away from where we lived, they're looking for a boy of 9 or 10 years old that knows the song Oh Promise Me for a wedding sequence that they have on the stage. And I knew the song.
That's Fivesh Finkel in a 2015 interview. He died yesterday at the age of 93. For more about Finkel and his role in the Yiddish theater, we called up Joel Berkowitz. He wrote a book about Yiddish theater. He also directs the Jewish Studies program at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
His father, Harry, was born in Warsaw, and his mother, Mary, was born in Minsk. Yiddish being the lingua franca of Eastern European Jews, they spoke Yiddish in the home, and so he was a native speaker.
How did Fivesh get into the Yiddish theater? I mean, what kind of roles did he take?
You played that clip of him appearing as a child star. He says that his parents, it was fine for him to be an actor, but they wanted him to learn a trade, so he went to a vocational high school in New York. But then he went off to Pittsburgh and joined a Yiddish company, what Yiddish theater folks would have called performing auf der Provinz, in the provinces in the U.S., which really meant pretty much anywhere but New York. He did that for a number of years, but the Yiddish theater was by that point really going into decline, so he needed to eventually find other work.
It's interesting. Fivesh Finkel actually was born Philip, but chose to go by his Jewish name Fivesh. Was it unusual to keep a Jewish name at the time when many people were more likely to Americanize their names rather than sound more Jewish?
We certainly see lots of people both within the Yiddish theater, but particularly when they want to cross over. You know, if you're Muni Weisenfreund in Chicago, but you want to make it in Hollywood, you don't really stay Muni Weisenfreund. You change your name to Paul Muni. And he goes on and, of course, has a notable career in Hollywood. And so there are lots of examples like that. It is interesting that Finkel retains this very Yiddish-sounding name rather than not only becoming, say, Philip Finkel, but I would think, you know, Philip Fox or something like that. That might sound very all-American. I wonder, I mean, this is speculation, but, you know, he didn't have the kind of Hollywood leading man looks that a Paul Muni had. And maybe he thought, you know, with this very Jewish-looking face, maybe I'll just stick with Fivesh and go with it. But he also had a curious career. His crossover stardom happened so late.
He was in the Yiddish theater for decades, and then at the age of 75, he gets this role, this very interesting role on the TV series Picket Fences. How did that happen?
The show's creator, David Kelly, was having trouble casting the role, and someone brought to his attention the role of a lawyer that Finkel played in Sidney Lumet's film Q&A. He says that as soon as Kelly saw that, he said, you know, that's my guy. And within an hour, he was signed up to the show. I mean, he had crossed over before in the touring company of Fiddler on the Roof. He was fortunate with the timing that as work was kind of drying up for him on the Yiddish stage, Fiddler comes along and is this huge juggernaut that he's able to make a living from for quite a few years. But then it's Picket Fences that really opens up this whole new career for him for the last couple of decades of his life.
How much Yiddish theater is left today?
Finkel says that when he was sort of coming of age in the 1930s, there were 12 Yiddish theaters, including one vaudeville theater in New York City. We certainly don't have that anymore, but it's an interesting moment right now. It's sort of counterintuitive because you might think that with the death of someone like Fivesh Finkel, there's sort of an end of an era, but there's also the phenomenon sort of going in the other direction of people who are interested in Yiddish theater and its legacy. And I think there's an audience with a hunger, whether or not they know Yiddish, and most of these things, there are subtitles for them when you go to the theater. So you don't have to know the language. Of course, if it's something like Death of a Salesman or Waiting for Godot, which was also done quite successfully recently, I think we will continue to see some interesting productions as time goes on.
Joel Berkowitz directs the Jewish Studies program at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. He's been talking to us about the actor Fivesh Finkel, who died at the age of 93. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I would just extend the Yiddish benediction to Fivesh Finkel. Zola hobna lichtig in Gan Eden. May you have a brilliant paradise.
Now a little mamalushin. Ich bin schön wieder single. Pinkt also wie ein Engel. Mit meinem Weibel hab er sich gegett. Gedenkt hab ich zum Muffen. Arum Gesicht zum Schlupfen. on my Bible, Michael.
You're listening to Five Schwinkel here singing Ich bin ein Border by mein Weib. I'm a border in my wife's home.
Bleib du immer pink wie früher, sei am Boden, ist bei mir, wie ein Fremder zu lächeln dem Rennen.